In the name of the one holy and living God. Amen. Please be seated. So just to let you know, we're doing things a little wonderfully differently today because we have a baptism, which is so exciting. So I'm going to do a homily. The children are welcome to listen, but this is pretty much for the grown-ups. And then we are going to walk toward the back for the baptism, and I'm going to ask all the children to come forward and sit. We'll show you where to sit in front of the baptismal font. And if you don't want to know what font means, that's one of the things I'll explain. Because I want to talk to the children, explaining what we're doing for baptism. And I'm guessing the adults will learn something as well. So it's been quite a week, and it is quite a season, June is, for anniversaries and remembrances. A lot of people get married in June, and so we have anniversaries of weddings in June. Most people graduate from one school or another in May or June, and so we have the celebration of graduation as well as alumni reunions. Many people, for the school year reason, get ready for vacation at the end of June, and even though, when's your last day of school in Larchmont? Anybody? June 22nd? 26th, okay. So even though you're going to go to school, some of you until June 26th, in church, this day of the parish picnic is sort of the kickoff for summer, and it's wonderful to have so many people here. It's also a time when people move, and later, after the baptism and announcements, we're going to celebrate and bless two families who are moving in body away from Larchmont, but will always in spirit be with us, and we're going to bless someone, or two people, who've been married for 25 years. This month is Pride Month in our country, and actually from our country now around the world. And this year, we celebrate the 50th anniversary of why that is, which is that it was 50 years ago that there was what is usually referred to with just one word, Stonewall. And that was when, as often happened, and, you know, it's so great to have people of all ages here, so I'm just going to adjust things that I said at 8 o'clock a little. So there were many confrontations between police and people at certain bars in New York City and other places. And that day, it actually turned into a fight. And every year since then, things have gotten a little bit better. And the first Pride parade was actually a march. And I can tell you that St. John's Episcopal Church in Greenwich Village, where I served before being called here, was the first organization or house of faith to open their doors for people to come and talk and organize and talk. So you can be proud of that. We're not always proud of what we do, but you can be proud of that. And so the march has turned into a parade, and this year it's also World Pride Day, so they expect millions of people to be there. And throughout the month, on different Sundays, there are different Pride parades, and the Episcopal Church is always present. And there will be a float with the bishops in next week's parade. And then on Thursday, we celebrated the 75th anniversary of D-Day, which I know some of you remember, and all of us have heard of, and for those young people, that is a day that over 150,000 soldiers from Canada, the United States, and Britain came into France, into the beaches of Normandy, and turned the tide of World War II. And that struck me especially because the next day, on Friday, I went with the Jewish Episcopal Relations Committee to visit the Holocaust Museum in downtown New York. And I'm not going to say a whole lot about that because we're having a baptism today and we're really celebrating. But it was a very profound experience. And one thing that really struck me was they had this exhibit, and it's similar to something you'll see at the museum in D.C. There was an exhibit of shoes that people had left behind. And there was one that they had chosen to put on display in a glass case, and it was a red T-strap high heel, similar to what someone might wear for dancing. And I think, I mean, it would have struck me anyway, but I was aware of how all of us were going to are wearing red today. Alyssa's carrying the clergy red high heels because my sprained ankle wouldn't let me wear mine. But it made me think about, is there a connection? And I think that there is. What happened on Pentecost was incredible. And if you noticed, at the beginning of the reading, it says when it was Pentecost. Because Pentecost was already a Jewish holiday. It was the feast also known as Shavuot or Shavuos, and you may have friends or family who are celebrating that this weekend. And it was a harvest festival, and people came to Jerusalem, but it was the day they celebrated when Moses went up to the mountain, and there was thunder and lightning and storms, and Moses encountered and was with God and came down with the Ten Commandments, which guide us in how we're supposed to live. So that was a big celebration. And we're told that there were people from all over, and Holly, thank you for reading all those words, from all over the Roman Empire. And the point that Luke is making, because Luke wrote the book of Acts, the point he's making is that all these people were there who spoke different languages and had different customs. And the reason they were there was because the Roman Empire was very oppressive to the Jews, and so they had come there to live. This isn't like Passover, when we talk about all the people who just came there for the week. This is people who really were immigrants who had come there to live. And they all had different languages and customs. So if we did it today, we probably wouldn't use those words. Many of those languages and those nations or areas don't even exist anymore. But it's people who were different. And we heard in the first reading about the famous Tower of Babel, where everybody spoke the same language and they thought they could build this tower. And that's not what the human experience is. We're not all the same. And isn't that incredible? All of us here have a lot in common. We're all here, for one thing. We're all, for whatever reason, in an Episcopal church. Most of us live in a similar area. There's a whole group of people here for Johnny to be baptized, so we have, and we're all going to witness that. But we're all individuals, and we all have different stories. And that's part of what Pentecost celebrates. Not that we're all the same, but that we are all different. And even in that, though, we speak the same language if we're speaking the language of Jesus, the language of love. And in the gospel, we heard some of what he said before he left, before he died. And he says not to be afraid. He wants peace to be with us. And then in this Pentecost story, it happens. And, you know, if you go back to the beginning of creation when the wind blows over the water and here the wind blows into the room and something happens to these people. And we hear that there are tongues as of fire over their head. And what is fire but a source of life and light and hope? And when fire burns within you, you know, we have the expression, you have a fire in your belly. When that happens, then you go out and you do something. So part of what Pentecost does mean is that differences are to be celebrated. What Pentecost doesn't mean is that we're to try to make everyone else like us or believe as we believe. What it does mean is that we, like those apostles, go forth and in our language of our words and our facial expression, and for those of us fortunate enough to speak other actual languages, in those languages, we spread that message of love that extends to everyone. And, I mean, you know, who knows what actually happened that day and what it was like for those people, but I do know that all those people who might have felt divided because somebody dressed differently or they walked differently or their language had a certain accent or their food was different or whatever it was, they all felt included, they all felt invited. And that's what the early church was about, and that's what we're also supposed to be about. So, on Pentecost, we celebrate baptism. As you know, we do it other days as well, but this is one of the days that's recommended for baptism because we're celebrating the church, we're celebrating being welcoming, and today we get to welcome Johnny into this particular place of the body of Christ. And there's the point in the service where you're all asked if you'll support him, and you're all going to say, we will. So, as we celebrate this day, as you look around and see the red, and as we have our parish picnic, and as we welcome Johnny and all of his family and friends, let's be mindful of what this means. It means we are together, we are one household of faith, we have our own creeds and our catechism, but it doesn't make us any better than anyone else. And it makes us maybe a little different, but we're all different. But it does make us people of faith who believe that the world can be made better when we act and live on behalf of what we believe and we embrace our differences. And I do hope that for as many of you as are able to come to the parish picnic, that you'll meet somebody new.